whoever brings them on. Better to wear a millstone necklace and swim in the deep blue sea than to give even one of these dear little ones a hard time. Be alert. If you see your friend going wrong, correct him. If he responds, forgive him. Even if it's personal against you, and even if it's repeated 7 times through the day, 7 times he says, I'm sorry, I won't do it again, 7 times you forgive him. Then the apostles came to the master and said, give us more faith. But he said, you don't need more faith. There's no more or less in faith. If you had one bare kernel of faith, say just the size of a poppy seed, you could say to this sycamore tree, go jump in the lake, and it would do it. Suppose one of you has a servant who comes in from plowing the field or tending the sheep. Would you take his coat and set the table and say, sit down and eat? Wouldn't you be more likely to say, prepare dinner, change your clothes, and wait table for me until I've finished my coffee, and then go into the kitchen and have your supper? Does the servant get special thanks for doing what's expected of him? It's the same with you. When you've done everything that's expected of you, be matter of fact and say, the work is done. We did what we were told to do. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God. Please
be seated. Sermon. Or no.
About a year or so ago, I decided that it would be a good idea because I'm living. What are you pointing at?
Work for the children.
Oh, thank you. Hey! I'd like to invite the children to join me. They have a special story called Yes, We Can. About a kangaroo and his friends. Hannah's going to tell you that you can do anything. Oh, you can tell I'm tired. About a year or so ago, I decided that it would be a really good idea because I'm living in Canada that I should try to learn to speak French. That was before I really understood the relationship between Quebec and the rest of the country. Nevertheless, so I took French lessons for about 8 months or so, and then my French teacher was going off to different climate for extended vacation and decided to stop teaching for the year. So I found out that the Calgary Public Library has free language lessons online. And so what you do is you go online and there's an assessment test, and it's like a pretty thorough assessment test. You have to listen and speak and write and put sentences together, and it takes quite a while, 20, 30 minutes. And so I sat through and I did the whole assessment in French, and at the end, the thing came back and it said, congratulations! You should start at Unit 1, Lesson 1. Who's ever tried to learn another language?
A lot.
Who's ever taken music lessons? Right? I'm having the same experience with Matthew Miller right now. I'm taking lessons from him, and I'm learning that I can't just go to the lesson and then do nothing all week and come back to the lesson. Well, I can. But it doesn't provide much. This is a hard lesson in the gospel today. Who, when you've heard this gospel, said, how is this good news? You raise your hand. This isn't good news. Jesus is apparently telling us, look, do your job. Do your job. And we have plenty of experience with that, whether we're talking about taking music lessons, or learning a language, or even doing our chores at home. Who has ever had an unexpected guest, and then you felt bad that you didn't do your chores? You have to apologize for that one, right? You know, my kids are grown. We have 4 adults living in our house. We still wrestle with that one. But even if you do the work that Jesus calls you to do, there's a way of doing that work that doesn't provide anything at all. You can say, well, yeah, I did that. So I asked Catherine to play the gospel acclamation, like, yeah, I've done that. So she would.
Thank you.
where she can just play the piano. And you could live your life like that. You can do the things that Jesus asked you to do, or you can do them in such a way that people are moved, that people are inspired. Now, the gospel tells us that at the end time, Jesus is going to come and he's going to say, when did I know you? You're calling me Lord, Lord, but do I even know you? What does it look like for you to do your job? Sometimes I wonder if Jesus feels like me. You know, I've trained people living in my home to do chores, but guess who they fall on? Guess whose job it is to be sergeant of the household and make sure it's done? That's me. Like, I would love it if just one day I came home and everything was spotless and there was dinner on the table, candles, flowers, and appreciation. Right? The women are all laughing. It doesn't happen like that. And I wonder if Jesus feels that way about us. Jesus has told us what to do, and we're not doing our job. Or if we are, maybe not with our hearts, not with all of us, our whole selves, our whole life. What would it look like for you to throw yourself with reckless abandon into Christianity? What does that even mean? In the end, Jesus says, I only have one commandment. It's a new commandment. The world has never heard this commandment before. It's new. Here it is. Love one another. Love one another. What would it look like if we did our job? What would it look like if we did our job with the people that live next door to us? What would it look like if we did our job with the person sitting next to us right now? Like, really did our job. Not just checked it off the list, but loved with reckless abandon. What would it look like if we shared ourselves completely, fully, with no reservation? Because you know how you love one another? You care enough to know the person you're sitting next to. To really know them. It's not just the facts and figures, but their story. Their struggles, their pains, their sorrows, their complaints even. I don't have much of an ear for that one. I don't know about the rest of you. People start complaining like a la 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 la. It was a bad forced visible, right? What would it look like if you cared about your neighbor that way? I was at Walmart and I bumped into my neighbor. Just 2 days ago, he says to me, I fell off a ladder at work and bruised my ribs and I can't work. And I was thinking to myself, I don't even know what kind of soup he likes to bring him soup. I don't even know if he would appreciate that. At least I know enough that I know his name and I know where he works. But that's kind of checking it off the box. That's not loving him with everything I have and everything I'm capable of. You know how our relationship is, me and David? He's parked his car there, I park my car there, we get out of the car, we go, hi David, hi Laura, and then we go in our home. We come out of the car, hi David, hi Laura, we get in our cars and drive away. We see each other in the store, hi, I bruised my ribs. Oh, that's too bad, I hope you feel better. That's kind of checking it off the box. But what would it look like if I actually did my job? Because here's the thing. Jesus, the only way Jesus is here is if he's here in us. Jesus doesn't break into our world with supernatural rescue or supernatural soup delivery. He breaks into our world through the ones who acquiesce to his command. He breaks into our world through the ones who say, yes, I'll do as you're commanding me. For David, Jesus breaks into his world through me. But only if I'm willing to do more than go, hey, David. What would it look like if you did your job? meet in Church of the Cross, by the way. I know some of you know that. Some of you missed it. And you missed two really important things. You missed Fred. Can you just wave, Fred? You missed Fred. And you missed Matthew. Can you raise your hand now? And what you missed was that they stood in front of a group of people and they told their story. They told about their struggles and their trials and their tribulation, and they told about people who rallied around them, who brought Jesus to them. They told about people who did their job. And I was thinking both times, what if we all did that? But just as a test, who was here and heard Fred? Don't raise your hand yet. If you were here and heard Fred, and you feel closer to him, more compassion for him, more love for him, would you raise your hand? You were here. Yeah, check it out, Fred. You got your friends behind you too. And look, people behind you who know you. If you were here and you heard Matthew, and you learned something of Matthew that brought you closer to him, would you raise your hand? See, that's what happens if you do your job. You don't just have something checked off the box. Indeed, Jesus doesn't just say, well, well done. What happens is you get the world. When you do your job, you find that you have friends everywhere. I'm telling the two of you, if all these people were here, everybody would have raised your hand and you would know that everyone's your friend. That's our job. Go out in the world and be vulnerable with your neighbor. Be vulnerable with the person sitting next to you. Share your story. Share your journey. Share what Jesus has done for you. Share anything at all that you wouldn't normally share. Allow yourself the risk of being hurt. Because you know, if you tell people your story, they can do something with it. For those of you who don't know, the first Sunday I was here, I told my story. Told it in a sermon. And I told the story about how I had an extramarital affair, committed adultery, right? And all my struggles with the church and how Jesus came to me and saved me and told me I was beautiful and that was okay. You can imagine. Right? By the way, if you want to hear that, that's a really long story and it's online. Just go hear it. Go to our sermon website and hear it. But I did that for a reason. The reason is, if I tell you my story, you can't come back to me and beat me up with it. You start to beat me up with it, and I go, yeah, I'm the one that told you that. And not only that, when I tell you my story, it makes room for you. Look, I did that really fast just now, right? But week after week, as you see me tell my story, live my life, be open, be vulnerable, create space for people. No one in the world is perfect, and no one gets out unscathed. Pain in this life is inevitable, but suffering is not. When we're vulnerable with one another, we create room for other people's pain and suffering lessens. Look at me and go, I've never seen a pastor like that. What pastor says that? Well, one who's trying to live the gospel with reckless abandon. One who's trying to do her job. I use myself as an example all the time. But the reason I do is so that you have room to do what I do. Even more appropriately said, to do what Jesus is calling us all to do. If anyone ever comes to me and they go, wow, you're so great, I just point them in that direction. Not me, but he. He's the one that saved me. And he did it through other people. What would it look like if you did your job? What friendships would you have? What parties would you throw? What celebrations would you declare? Yeah, it's work. Just like learning a new instrument, learning a language, doing your chores, it's work. But the work sets the stage for the Agape Cafe. It sets the stage for an evening with Fred Mahler. It sets the stage for all sorts of things. In and God invites you into the richness of that. Jesus tells us you can cause world peace through friendship. You don't need weapons or power or money. You can cause world peace with everything that you already have if you just do your job. May Jesus empower you. Holy Spirit, enlighten you. God, protect you. As you go out into the world and make real friends. And may your friendship cause peace where you are, in the name of the one who came to bring it in the first place.